The fight continues over a bailout package for Detroit public schools. The State House meets today, still trying to hash out differences between its rescue plan and the bipartisan plan passed by the state Senate. At the heart of this fight, an amended Senate proposal for a Detroit Education Commission, the DEC, a body that would set the same standards for closing down failing public and charter schools in Detroit. Clark Durant is speaking out about this. He's co-founder of Cornerstone Schools, which operates four charter schools in Detroit. Mr. Durant, it's good to have you on Stateside today.
Cynthia, it's my pleasure, and thank you for inviting me.
You and other Detroit charter school leaders stood right there alongside Mayor Mike Duggan earlier this week and supported a citywide commission of some sort to decide the placement of schools in this city. Why did you stand up there and join the mayor?
I was invited to come to his house for dinner last week with a number of other charter operators and to listen to his case as to why he wanted a Detroit Education Commission. And he made, I would say, three major points. The first is there is a tremendous lack of quality schools in the city, quality public schools in the city, and was evidenced by the fact that there are 113,000 school-aged children in the city. 27,000 of those children actually leave the city to go to school. And it's almost 20%, that's more than 20% of the children in the city are leaving the city to go to school because there aren't good choices in the city. So that was point number one. Point number two is that the performance of the schools that are in the city are not to the level that they ought to be. That the recent National Association of Educational Progress assessment for Detroit children using fourth graders shows that only, I think it's 7% of fourth graders are at grade level in reading and math, and that's just unacceptable. But the third thing is that there are a lot of very talented young people, tons of talented young people in the city, and they deserve something better. And the mayor's belief is that the Detroit Education Commission can help in the, if you will, the rationing of schools. Now, what I said to the mayor was I'm not in favor of rationing. I think that our challenge is that we need more good schools and we need to be willing to close bad schools. And so a different kind of Detroit Education Commission was necessary, and he agreed. And so I said that I would stand with him for the right kind of Detroit Education Commission, but certainly not the one passed by the state Senate.
Now, we know there's been staunch opposition to the DEC, the Detroit Education Commission, from folks like Dan Quisenberry from the Michigan Association of Public School Academies, which is lobbying on behalf of Michigan charter schools. He sent a letter to charter school operators last week saying Duggan's using, and I'll use his words, bare knuckles, big city politics. So he's essentially calling yours and others' support the result of a shakedown. What do you say to that?
Well, the dinner that he was referring to, the meeting that he was referring to, I attended. And I certainly didn't feel any shakedown. What I experienced was a very lively, thoughtful, engaging conversation about a number of issues that face all schools, not just charter schools, but Detroit public schools. And the mayor clearly is very passionate. He made that passion known that he wants more good schools. And he was very passionate about how he thinks a Detroit Education Commission is necessary because other bodies have not responded to either change bad schools or close bad schools. But as we talked about at the meeting that Mr. Quisenberry referred to, we also talked about the dramatic need for more quality seats in the city. And that's really the big issue. But I don't think it was a strong arming. There's no question the mayor feels very strongly about it. Obviously, Dan Quisenberry and the Michigan Association of Public School Academies is on the other side. I'm a great supporter of the work that MAPSA does. I think MAPSA is one of those organizations that works very hard to see that all of its members can be more effective in what they do. And in this case, you know, delivering a quality public education. But I also think that Detroit needs a number of things, not just the Detroit Education Commission. There really needs to be a way to get more players into the city delivering a quality education. There are a number of buildings, for example, that the Detroit Public Schools have given up on and turned over to the city. Currently, those buildings are restricted that they can't go to quality charter operators. Well, that's not right. So Those were paid for with taxpayer dollars, and if a quality charter operator can open a school in that neighborhood and perform in a quality way, then they ought to be given the buildings at a nominal cost. We need to be able to allow schools to hire the best people. I always say that you want to be able to allow poor kids to be able to do what rich kids do when it comes to schools. And kids who have, and families who have a lot of money and send their kids to, you know, a lot of, for example, private schools, a number of those schools have very high quality teachers, but they're not certified in the sometimes laborious way that certification today is, is required. If I wanted Ken Burns to come and teach a course in the Civil War on a regular basis, he couldn't teach in our charter schools. I have a CEO of our charter schools who's an engineer, has an MBA, but he can't teach math. So we have to be looking at what's in the best interest of the kids and how do we get the best team on the floor to get the best results.
We're speaking with Clark Durant, who's co-founder of Cornerstone Schools. And Clark, in your op-ed that you wrote in Sunday's Detroit Free Press, you say you are for a certain kind of commission, and we've kind of been talking about that, and you believe the Senate's version is flawed. So what does a commission you can support, what would that look like?
First of all, I think the fundamental thing that the commission ought to do is to have some form of reasonable grading system, a grading system of schools. And it can be a letter grade, A, B, C, D, and E, and F perhaps, but that takes into a number of different criteria as to what makes for a good school, starting with the culture, starting with the quality of the teachers, starting with the outcomes that are happening for the kids, not just on tests, but I believe also we should be holding schools accountable in some way for what is happening with that child beyond the school. But I think there are a variety of criteria, certainly basic skills tests are important, the old MEEP test, maybe it's M-STEP now. Some of the charters use different assessments, but there needs to be a common way of communicating this is a good school and this is not a good school. And the Detroit Education Commission should do that and widely publish those results so that parents can make intelligent choices about the schools that they go to. That's clearly is function number one. Function number two, if you have a consistently failing school, and it's not being closed by, if it's a charter school, not being closed by its authorizer, and if it's a Detroit public school and it's not being closed by DPS, then the Detroit Education Commission should be able to close those schools in cooperation with the state reform office, because you just can't keep bad schools in the marketplace for kids. You want to replace those bad schools with good schools. And so the Detroit Education Commission can recommend what those good schools are. The Senate version allows them to cite, in other words, where to place those kind of good schools. I believe that if you're a strong operator, whether you're charter or DPS, if Cass Tech wants to replicate itself, if a high-quality charter school wants to replicate itself, it should not have to go through the Detroit Education Commission. Under the Senate version, it would have to, and it slows down the creation of new and good schools.
Well, you've certainly given us a little taste of what I'm sure the spirited conversation was around that dinner table with Mayor Duggan.
It was very lively. There were 44 people in the room, and it was very lively. And I think it was a very wise move for the mayor to convene all of these different individuals who are actively engaged in the charter school effort. And if you want to look at the numbers, I mean, this is why the charter school imprint is here to stay for a long time and ought to stay for a long time. Because parents have already voted with their feet. If you think about it, more than half of the city's children, significantly more than half of the city's children, have chosen an alternative that is not a traditional public school. Even though they may be making some choices that the outcomes on the test results are comparable, in other words, and they're not what they should be, those parents are probably making those choices because either the culture is different, the way their child is valued is different, the safety of the school might be different. But let's always bear in mind here that significantly more than half of the children in the city and their families have chosen not to go to the traditional school system. And so those who are advocating against the DEC are trying to make the point that let's not shut down these parents from making the choices that they think are in the best interest of their child. And I think what the mayor is trying to do is to expand the good choices that are available and trying to make more good schools more likely to be created. And I think with some of the changes that we talked about at the dinner, and I think some of the amendments that could be added, I think there would be a reasonable possibility of being able to get that.
Clark Durant, co-founder of Cornerstone Schools. Cornerstone operates 4 charter schools in Detroit. 2 weeks ago on this program, I spoke with a very special teacher, Marilyn McCormick, retiring after 40 years of teaching drama at Detroit's Cass Tech High School. Well, now we're pleased to tell you that Marilyn McCormick has won a special Tony Award, the Excellence in Theater Education Award. The Tony Awards in Carnegie Mellon University chose Marilyn from over 1,100 submissions. The news, the good news, was delivered to Marilyn and her class in person by Tony nominee Renee Elise Goldsberry of Broadway's Hamilton. Now, here's what Marilyn told me last month about what it's meant to teach generations of Detroit kids.
To be able to touch lives daily in a positive way, I think is the reason that we're all here.
This special Tony Award also brings $10,000 to Cass Tech's drama department. We congratulate Marilyn McCormick. You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.